Moving on. And I won't go through every single one of these. These are just some of the things that I want you to think about if, in fact, you are helping to guide giving circles, or if you are trying to form your own or your fiscal agent. Some of the things that we have learned is make sure you trademark your name. You know, we operate through the Texas Women's Foundation, and we can talk a little bit why we did that. We explore different areas and different other fiscal agents around town. And then we had to actually sign an agreement. So you got to think about those type of things. And we're all volunteer-led, so more importantly, all the money we raise, it goes right back out. So we don't keep any of it. It's whenever we have events, fundraising fund events, they're all paid for by the individual members. And all the money and everything else is handled through the Texas Women's Foundation. Makes life very easy for us. The fees are very reasonable compared to some of the national organizations that we looked at. So, and then let me just tell you that in the 5 years that we have done this, we have raised and granted out almost $630,000. And that says a lot about the 20 women that first got together. Our base requirement is $2,500, get or give, and so that's minimum. And we actually haven't had much problems with that. It was really easy. You just have to ask. And if you ask women, they will say yes. So that's kind of the general outline, and then we'll take some questions to really flesh it out. I'm going to turn it over to Sean Brown, my sister, from another mother.
Thank you, Karen. And so, as Dawn mentioned, our giving circle is called the Village Giving Circle. And this photo, we often say our community, our legacy. We were started in 2017. We had our first grant year in 2018. We took a year to launch and plan mostly around my dining room table. I am one of the co-founders, and there are 10 officers, 10 founding officers, and between myself and another woman who sort of led the charge as the co-chairs, each of us reached out to a few additional women to help us form what this looks like. And that included, you know, what is our mission? How would we structure this? What are we standing for? You know, how do we actually go about the fact of handing out and giving out these grants? And so I'll start with the mission. And it's worth it to also point out our logo. And so in the African-American community, we are a women's African-American giving circle. And when you were a young black girl in the U.S., we all pretty much had this little hairstyle. And it's just something about seeing that picture. It just, like, connotes this memory of you and where these women who are now in a position to help their own community. It's a throwback to from where we came. When we talk about the mission, we spend a lot of time, I think you heard, I'm an attorney as well, so words are definitely very important to me. And we talked about how we would define what it is that we were formed to do. And what we noted is that in the African-American community, this notion of giving and philanthropy, though philanthropy is not a word that we as a community in general are particularly comfortable with, because we think of, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates. But if you are giving, you are a philanthropist, and if you are giving in a meaningful way and impactfully. And so we really chose to use the word to honor and sustain and expand the legacy of African-American women's philanthropy. And somewhat of a throwback, while we are diverse in religion and education and background and geography, generally speaking, we think about our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers and those women in our families who made do with what they had to advance their families. For many of us, and the opportunities that we've received educationally and professionally that we otherwise wouldn't have if our mothers and grandmothers didn't scrape together whatever was in the kitchen. But while at the same time they were doing that for their own family, They were doing that for other families, neighbors. There was always plenty of people at the kitchen table that may not have been related to you by blood, but that was philanthropy. They were helping people to advance whatever was important to them. And so we thought it was very purposeful for us to state that this is not something new. We're continuing what we observed and what was learned from us as even young children. So the background for purpose and focus. The thing that I would point out here is that we specifically talked about collectively pooling our resources. We too have a $2,500 to be a member. So we have donors at all levels, but in order to be a member, we ask that you give $2,500. We thought about that particular amount pretty intentionally because we wanted to look at what we thought was meaningful and a stretch, but also wouldn't keep individuals from supporting other organizations that we all support in our individual capacities. And it also was high enough that it would make you strongly consider how your participation was going to be and how to impact, but not so small that you just kind of write a check. And we also wanted to make it easy for people to be as involved as they wanted to. The other piece I would say to that is while we are, while our fiscal sponsor is the Texas Women's Foundation, and we'll talk about how we came to that conclusion, we also did quite a bit of research. We felt it was important that our dollars go to support the African American community in North Texas as a whole. In particular, we had discussions about the impact on our black boys and African American men, and we did not want to just focus on women and girls. And though we are housed at the Women's Foundation, our reach is much broader.